Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
The American Dream? That was over after one album in 1970, man.
Hey there, everybody. Happy Wednesday. This is Patrick Foster. You are listening to the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. And today, the date just coincided in a very interesting way. And I thought it would make a lot of sense to bring you an episode of What Was First, a bite-sized history lesson here for your musical learning and musical knowledge today. And as you listen to this, the date is June 22nd, 2022, 6/22/22. And today is the birthday of Todd Rundgren. He was born on June 22nd, 1948 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So he's 73 years old today. Todd Harry Rundgren. Happy birthday to you, sir. Thought today would be an ideal time to discuss the first release on Bearsville Records. The reason this is interesting is that it's also the first production that Todd Rundgren did. So we can put these two things together, Todd's birthday and What Was First on Bearsville Records, and make a neat little episode, don't you think? All right, so the story of Bearsville Records really evolves around Albert Grossman. Albert Grossman was an entrepreneur, musical manager, record label owner, but most famously known as a club owner and manager of acts like a guy called Bob Dylan, you might have heard of. He also managed Todd Rundgren for a while. Peter, Paul, and Mary, he had big success with. Ian and Sylvia, Janis Joplin, The Band, Gordon Lightfoot, Odetta, and the list kind of goes on. He was very, very influential from the early 60s all the way through the 70s. Right around 1969, Grossman was nearing the peak of his influence and vision and all the things he wanted to achieve as a musical entrepreneur. And since the mid-60s, he had been taking Bob Dylan up to a town of Woodstock, New York, to get away from the city, to give him a little break. And Grossman had a house up there, and they would go there and hang out. And Grossman had an idea to have a recording studio right near Woodstock in the town of Bearsville. And he wanted to have a record label. And eventually this project grew into having multiple studios, several restaurants. There was actually a place where bands could stay, an apartment, little apartment complex. So he envisioned all this stuff, and eventually he got there. But in 1969, that was the year that he established the Bearsville Recording Studio, and he formed Bearsville Records in a partnership with a tape company called Ampex. Grossman wanted to work with Ampex. They were going to put up the money and do the distribution and production, and he was going to have the Bearsville label, the Bearsville Recording label, and work together with Ampex, kind of in a partnership with Grossman bringing in the talent and doing the production, and Ampex handling the production and distribution side of it. So it turns out that the very first record that came out on the Bearsville label actually bears an Ampex label when you look at the physical product, although it does say Bearsville Record Company, and it has the catalog number A10101. That was the very first release that was associated with Bearsville Records. And the band was called The American Dream. The American Dream was a band from Philadelphia. The record itself was not recorded at Bearsville Studio, although it was recorded in New York City. It was the first independent production by Todd Rundgren. The American Dream were a band that just was kind of a Philly band that played around town, and they mixed a lot of influences, Beatles, some folk in there, a little psychedelia, some hard rock. Now, if you believe what you read out on the internet and some of the reviews that are out here and some of the mentions for this American Dream self-titled album, they were a pretty popular band in Philly and opened up for a lot of major label acts that were touring that came through Philly and headlined on their own. And they originally recorded a lot of stuff with Rundgren, and they were going to make this a double album. It's a case of the band going into the studio probably for the first time to do a record with a contract, and Rundgren you know, as an independent producer in the studio with a band for the first time, trying to put something together. And so why don't we drop the needle on side one of The American Dream, the first record issued on under the Bearsville umbrella, the first record produced by Todd Rundgren when he was at the helm all by himself. So let's drop the needle on the first song on the first side. The song is called Good News.
Mom.
What do you want?
I want
New York. Yeah.
Really, Grandma? I'm not kidding you.
You're spending money from New York and coming here?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Goddamn, look at pay. Goddamn right, I better raise a pig. You can eat the goddamn pig. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot, girl.
Huh?
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
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 All right, what do you think? So what we've got there is you've got Nick Jameson on lead guitar, piano, and vocals. You've got Nicky Indelicato on rhythm guitar and vocals. Don Lee Van Winkle on guitar and vocals. Mickey Brook on drums. And Don Ferris on bass and vocals. Definitely reminds me of Moby Grape. It's got a very similar kind of mix of folk and rock and country and roots music that reminds me of them. It's got a very pleasant feel to it. Definitely sounds like, you know, late 60s, early 70s kind of a band. And what's wrong with that? That's what it was. Pretty neat. Pretty neat stuff. And yeah, it's very interesting and very enjoyable. Now, I'll tell you, there are a lot of copies of this record still floating around out there that you can pick up for, you know, between $7, $12, depending on what you want to do. And, you know, one of those things, I think there was probably a decent amount pressed originally and maybe not that many sold. I couldn't really find information on how many were sold. This record kind of got overshadowed by the first Todd Rundgren record, Runt, that came out not too long after that. There was a record issued on this Ampex Bearsville partnership by Gil Evans that came out in 1970, and also a record called The Great Speckled Bird, which featured Ian Tyson and Sylvia Tyson. Ian and Sylvia later put out a lot of records under their name. They recorded a record down in Nashville with Rundgren. That came out. Then you had Jesse Winchester doing an album that came out in 1970, and Todd Rundgren's Run, of course. And those were all the albums that came out under that Ampex Bearsville Association. Really, it was only five of them before they shifted a little bit, and then eventually Bearsville really got traction when they did a partnership with Reprise, Warner Brothers Reprise. That's where Grossman did another deal, and that really got the label tracking, and a lot of the more famous things that you hear on Bearsville with the classic Milton Glaser Bearsville face logo came out then. And but not till 71, 72 did that really start happening. It was really was here that was the beginning. And The American Dream got overshadowed quite a bit, I think. Just the record sort of came out and they were moving so fast with the Bearsville project that kind of got left behind a little bit. So it's kind of a little footnote to history that's really interesting. The only one they ever released. Why don't we hear one more song here before we wrap things up, and then we'll play out with something else. But here's a song on the record. Here's a song called Credemfels. Let's check this out.
Every new day, I feel the same way. Love.
right, there you go. You have similar kind of feel. Pretty nice to listen to. I mean, folky, rocky, you know, like I said, definitely reminiscent of Moby Grape, but, you know, they've got their own thing going on. This one looks like it's credited to all the band members, whereas the one we heard previously was a Van Winkle Bowers composition. But yeah, there it is. The American Dream, the first release to carry a Bearsville Records numbering system. It was Ampex A10101 and Bearsville A10101, and they envisioned this as a long partnership. Didn't really work out that way, but it is the debut of both Todd Rundgren as a producer and Bearsville Records. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that little bite-sized history lesson. I want you to go out and listen to The American Dream if you can find it out there. It shouldn't be too hard if you use your internet search and tools correctly. I believe there's a lot of copies on YouTube up there. And hey, if you see one at your local record store, you want to pick it up because now you know it was the first release on Bearsville Records. It's very important historically. Happy birthday to you, Todd. I want to point you guys to episodes that we have out there on Rockin' the Suburbs, episode 1066, Todd Rundgren and Utopia, featuring our good friend Tim Hoffman coming in the studio to talk about that. And the other one I want to point you to is going way back, folks. We're going back to episode 806, where Mike Coley joined us, and he talked about his visit to Levon Helm Studios in Woodstock, which is right up there near Bearsville Studios, so you get some of that feeling too. And he talks about the band and seeing a show at the Midnight Ramble and those kind of things, so you want to check that out too. And as always, our community delivering the goods for you guys out there in Rockin' the Suburbs land. So there you go, folks, the first release on Bearsville Records, The American Dream from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you have anything to say about Bearsville Records, I'd love to hear it. Any comments, any stories, any questions, any corrections, we're always welcome for those as well. Get in touch. You can send us an email, rock@suburbspod.com, and you can find us on the social medias, @suburbspod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Do that. Reach out. All right. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and good friend Jim Linehan, this is Patrick Foster for another edition of What Was First. And we will play out with The American Dream, and it's going to be the first song on side two of their record. It's called Cadillac. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Oh, wow. Let me see that.